कल सुबह 5 बजे तैयार रहना।
पापा वो पहलवानी जम नहीं रही है। पपीता को
हाँ? दफा हो जा।
पापा गीता दीदी तो इतना थक जाती हैं कि क्लास में ही सो जाती हैं।
पपीता को पूरी बॉडी में दर्द रहता है।
स्कूल में छोरियां गीता दीदी को मर्द मर्द बोल के चिढ़ाती हैं। बताओ।
कल सुबह 5 बजे तैयार रहना।
Hello everyone and welcome to the final Bollywood Weekly of 2016. Wishing everyone a very happy new year. And I'm very glad to have with me Janshaz Khan for the first time in the flesh.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited to be back and be here actually with you. So I'm looking at some of the prep work you're doing. I'm pretty impressed. There's a bunch of stuff moving around on the screen, which I never get to see. So good to be here in person.
After various podcasts on Skype and after your great performance in the cricket biopic series, we've now expanded your reach to all sports. So we'll have you for a broader sports biopic this time. Before we get into Dangal and talk about it, a couple of quick announcements and thank yous, rather. We are currently in Bombay recording this show, and I recently discovered, since my phone is set to iTunes US, I don't actually see these things, but then I was showing someone how to listen to podcasts and how to set up podcasts. And in the process of doing that, I discovered that Bollywood Weekly is in the top 10 list on iTunes India. It was number 8 when I saw it. It may have gone up or down since then. But so a big thank you to all the listeners for giving us that support. I'm going to ask all the listeners, which means now that there are people listening to it and it's not just, you know, me and my parents, to please also engage with us and share your thoughts and comments. You can follow us on Facebook at TIC Productions and on Twitter, although we've been less active there, but we will resume that soon as well. And if you're listening on SoundCloud, you can share it in the comments there as well. Just tell us what you think, feedback about any of the stuff we talk about, any things that we can do better, differently, etc. So we would love to hear from you. And if you have like questions or topics you want us to discuss on the show, you can let us know as well, and we'll bring in some feedback into and comments into the episodes as well. With that done, and of course tell people about the podcast so that we can move up from number 8 to number 1. Because some of the podcasts on the list are like really random, like learn English quickly and like stuff like that. So with that, Dangal is today's topic of discussion. Shaz, you love this movie.
Hey, that seems like an accusation more than a question.
It was a statement.
You're actually right. Yeah, a statement rather than a question. But that's 100% true. It's actually, I was just thinking about it, it's the first movie I've seen in Indian theater in a very long time. And I'm glad it was this one, because obviously there's people who watch movies in India are aware of the tradition of playing the national anthem in the beginning, and you know, everyone kind of has their opinion on what that is.
Yeah,
and
that's been a big
talking point, right? Yeah. But I think for this movie specifically, it was so fitting, because the whole ethos of the movie was kind of...
This was also a talking point, though. And the scene, there's a scene towards the end when, you know, in the Olympics, they play the national anthem. Did people in your theater stand up?
They did.
Everyone stood up?
They did. And I stood up. I was very happy to stand up.
It was the opposite. I mean, so you watched it in Delhi, right?
I did, yeah.
So I watched it in Bombay. And actually, only about, I think, a handful of people stood up. Okay. Everyone else was sitting down. But
I guess that speaks a little to the reception. Because throughout the movie, I think he did a really good job about conveying his like pride about being Indian, and just the whole, like, a major part of his motivation for doing what he did and promoting the sport the way he did and making his daughter champion was because he wanted India to have recognition on a global stage, right?
Yeah.
Through sports, which is, you know, a topic that I care a lot about, just in terms of, you always watch these sporting events and we have so many people, and you know that sport is loved in this country to be watched on TV and stuff. And when you see these international meets and you never see people succeeding, or very few Indians actually succeed at these international events. And this movie does a great job about addressing that, which obviously is one of Amir Khan, the issues Amir Khan cares about. And another issue that he cares about, how women are viewed in the country.
Yeah.
This kind of hits both birds with one stone.
Yeah. The point on women is actually, again, become a big discussion topic, and I was actually hoping to have a female guest on the show, since having two guys talking about feminism and women's rights isn't always that interesting.
I'll bring my feminine side.
No, but there's been two schools of thought on this. One, which is, you know, this is such a great story about female empowerment and a dad standing up for his daughters and, you know, giving them the means and helping them just get out of this typical patriarchal society where, especially in Haryana, where this movie is set, where, you know, in the rural areas, it's, you know, girls are pretty much raised to just take care of the house and do kind of what are typically associated as feminine duties, as opposed to, you know, actually earning or like it doesn't have to be sport, but just
being a breadwinner for the family, being representative of the family to the outside world. Yeah.
So there's one school of thought where it's like, this is such a great movie to show that, but there's also this other school of thought which is like, okay, we get that, but it's basically Mahavir Singh had this dream and he's just forced it onto his daughters without really taking into account what they want or what they want. And, you know, during the movie, I also felt that initially, because there's that whole sequence where these two girls are just miserable and not happy with life and they're being bullied in school and made fun of because they have to cut their hair and all of this stuff. They have to start eating meat, which is, you know, against their family's beliefs, etc. Their mom is like traumatized by the fact that they have to eat meat.
Yeah.
And there's this whole, you know, thing of like, why is he just pushing them to do this when they don't seem to want to? And I felt in the movie that whole story arc was solved just very conveniently. There's just like one speech and it was just like, okay, now it's not an issue.
You're talking
anymore.
About the one by that girl who's getting married, right?
Yeah.
I knew exactly. if you were just watching the wedding, nobody could look more sad than that bride was looking about getting married. I knew she was going to have to say something about how terrible it is.
Yeah.
I think it really, your take on that will depend on your kind of take on life, right?
Yeah.
In the sense that, is it worth something to kind of prove something to the world and give yourself a lot of pain in the process and quote unquote stand for something bigger?
Yeah.
Or should you maximize your enjoyment and like try different things in life and maybe not become the best at something, but you experience more of life that way?
No, but there's also this thing of, I mean, I read this article by Supratik Chatterjee for BuzzFeed, where it's basically like, if this particular type of feminism is like, it's kind of in the movie being forced upon them by a man. Like, even in the final scene where she wins the medal, it's about like the whole journey to that is how Aamir Khan was right all along and had to like come in to save the day. Because, and there's this whole sequence during the second half of the movie where after she goes to the national camp, she kind of becomes less disciplined. She grows her hair long again. She starts, you know, putting on makeup and like doing other stuff, which is like, you know, quote unquote feminine. And then to again become the fighter and the medal winner, she has to give up all of that and be more simple and plain and be, and like listen to what Aamir Khan says as opposed to do her own thing.
No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You can see it through that spectrum. I feel like the way I saw it was less.
It was more just a story of sports and.
No, so there's definitely that component, right? Where, yes, he was kind of the hero, but that's unfortunately kind of how it was in the sense where he's the main actor, he's producing the film and he wanted to be central to it, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way the story was told. I don't know if that has anything to do with him being a man and that sort of thing. And also to your point about, like, she had to give up the long hair. Yes, they show long hair, which, yes, represents femininity and giving it up. Yeah, but I think the broader story to that was more about discipline, right? Because he did it for a number of things. He did it like, hey, you don't just distract yourself with anything.
Yeah.
And you kind of just focused on this objective, whether that be giving up eating golgappas, right? Which has nothing to do with masculinity or femininity.
Yeah.
Is femininity a word?
It
is, right?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. If masculinity is a word, femininity
is. It is fine. it was just broadly about discipline as opposed to, and just making sacrifices and not seeing all life has to offer almost.
Yeah.
And, but being this thing.
Being just ultra focused and driven towards this goal.
And yeah, because you want your life to represent something, which is just somebody's take on life versus somebody else's take on life, which is just you should experience it, right?
Yeah.
So that your whole like thing about whether this is something good that happened or bad that happened will depend on that.
And I think it's also just the reality of the industry is that it's still a very star driven and unfortunately male dominated industry. So if you have Aamir Khan at the helm, he needs to have a central role, whether you like it or not. All that's the conventional wisdom, is at least for audiences to accept it.
But just one thing, right? About, remember from our script writing class that we took, the guy, he said there has to be some conflict, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be me versus this. And without that whole plot line of her deviating from... this, you had to create the conflict another way. It was kind of difficult to do that because the whole like beginning of the movie was how he had trained them.
Yeah.
So the conflict was always going to be like them versus his method or like them versus themselves. But them versus themselves is not that interesting because like...
Fair enough.
Everyone goes through it. So that was another way of looking at why the story kind of took shape in that way. But.
Okay. Let's get away from what the movie represented, society and all of that, and just talk about the movie itself. I think... just the way they recreated that whole setting of the small town and the village and just everything about, you know, from their training to their life
accents.
At home. The accents, of course.
Oh,
amazing. And just the acting. I mean, obviously, Aamir Khan got a lot of attention for his whole weight transformation and weight gain and loss, etc. But I think the four girls, so the two girls when they were younger and then when they're older are just phenomenal.
I agree. They're all excellent. They're just... they just... all of it from the way they behaved to the way they wrestled, which was way more interesting.
Yeah. And just the way they spoke and like their chemistry with each other. Like, you know, there's that scene where the two sisters, so Zaira Wasim, who plays Geeta, the young Geeta, and her sister, when they're going up to Aamir Khan... and saying, you know, we don't really want to do this. And there's a like really nice scene where she's like, oh yeah, you know, wrestling nahi jam raha hai, Babita ko. And like she looks at him, like, yeah, actually Geeta has this issue and like it's not happening.
Yeah.
And like that whole thing was just done so nicely.
Yeah. All I liked all the things there. I just thought they were really good. And again, like specifically the way they shot the wrestling, it like can't be easy. Like they
the
went super into detail and shot those matches like properly. You know how like I feel like with Aamir Khan, there's always like this extra degree of professionalism in everything he does. Like he wasn't going to mess around and just kind of show fragments of a wrestling match. It was like
proper three rounds, 2 minutes each.
Yeah, but just also like it was zoomed in on how they were doing all the wrestling. It was like these people knew what they were doing. They'd been trained. It seemed like at least.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, so this the movie is a biopic. It is a true story about Geeta Kumari Phogat and Babita Kumari, who were trained by their father, Mahavir Singh. There was, of course, a bit of dramatic license involved. So I watched this movie with my parents. And my dad is also really into sports. So he actually went and looked up the actual Commonwealth Games results and stuff. The games were not exactly like that. Like that whole scene where she comes from 4-1 down or whatever.
You know that.
I mean, I didn't know that before.
No,
but
while you're watching the movie, you're like, okay, this did not happen. With like 3 seconds left, she does the one move that can, you know.
You never know. Like, that could happen. Like, things like that happen in sport.
Yes, but...
So, there is a bit of dramatic license there, which is fine. What I was... what I don't have an answer to, or what I was like more curious about is, the movie, they make a conscious decision to focus solely on Geeta and her medal. Whereas in the same game, you know, Babita also won a medal. And it, in a way, like, you could argue the movie is a story about how Mahavir Singh trained these girls. So in a way, it's a triumph. Both of them winning is a triumph for him. But they specifically, like, accept the fact that they show that Babita won the national championship and then goes into the academy.
Yeah.
She's pretty much just a cheerleader for the whole... Second half of the movie.
Yeah, agree. I think that's just...
They didn't have time.
I'm kind of glad you didn't cram it in there, you know, because like it would have been a whole... Because again, with that story, they would have to create its own conflict.
No, but I don't think they needed to have the conflict there. They could have just shown like how she is also being trained. She was anyway following her, because there's... in that moment where there is conflict, she is also on Amir Khan's
on
side.
On his side. And then what though? And then like she kind of just goes ahead. And she won a silver as well. So they kind of wanted to...
They had
that focus on him winning the gold and all of that, right? Which is just kind of what the whole plot line is based on in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's especially when he says that
line.
Yeah,
the dialogue, like, which is like, silver, no one remembers.
Yeah, no one remembers you. And then,
yeah, fair enough.
So that they'll show everybody the silver and be like, oh shit, it's like actually anticlimactic.
Yeah, fair enough. But the real life Malvi Singh story is pretty amazing. So he's actually trained 6 wrestlers.
Mm.
So the 2 younger sisters of Geeta and Rohita are also now trained wrestlers and fighting queen medalists, etc. And he's trained 2 other girls who are, I think, his nieces or somehow related to him. But I'm not fully sure on that. But yeah, going strong.
I think that one scene is really nice where he goes to the guy when he initially decides they need to eat chicken. And he goes to the guy and he can't afford to buy chicken. He's like, you know, one day these girls will be so famous that everyone's going to ask where they bought their chicken from.
Yeah.
That's just every champion finds a way, right?
Yeah. It's like the Dhoni movie as well, where they have that appliance store that sponsors his bat.
Yeah, yeah.
And they make that happen. But yeah, so I mean, also, obviously, this movie has broken all sorts of records. It hit 100 crores in like 3 days domestically. It's, I think, past 200 now. And we're recording this exactly a week after the release. But yeah, I thought it was probably, at least in terms of, you know, how well made it was, probably one of the best movies of the year, if not the best
movie probably, of the year. Yeah, probably, right? just everything he does is like...
He being Amir Khan.
Yeah. I don't know, whenever I just watch something, it's just like, yeah, you really did this the right way. Everything was thought of and...
Yeah.
It's...
Except Doom 3, but we'll leave that one.
Glad I missed that one.
You didn't miss much, let me tell you. There's not much else to say about this movie apart from the fact that it's just phenomenal in terms of the effort put in and how well made. The actors, of course, are amazing. I think, in both cases, given the plot, Geeta takes the cake. So, Fatima Sana Sheikh in the older version and Zaira Wasim in the younger part. And I also, like, the whole movie, I mean, yeah, they have some romantic license. There are certain things that are very filmy, like that line you said about in 20 years they're going to win medals and people are going to ask, like that final scene where they have that, you know, 3 seconds left and she turns it around.
Yeah.
But they also don't go fully overboard with it. Like, I like that one scene where at the end of this conflict when she finally calls Amir Khan and they just, you know, he picks up the phone and she just cries for like 30 seconds and says the word sorry. And like, that's it. The scene just ends there. I thought just small things like that were just really well done as well. In any other movie, I can imagine that being one whole big tearful exchange over 2 minutes and being like, we should have never doubted you and this, that and all of that.
Yeah. No, he definitely keeps pace.
Yeah.
The pace of the movie.
Yeah.
Consistently moving along. And what helps is that he doesn't burden it with songs that are necessary. There are a couple of songs, but it's all like
the songs were like, I would never listen to them just generally,
but they were good
as part of the movie. They fit well with the movie and they helped add something to the movie,
yeah, for sure. So, and which is my opinion, how it should be.
Agreed we are also slightly rushing through this episode because it's December and we're in Bombay, which means there are weddings and engagements and various things to attend.
Yeah.
So, we have squeezed this in the middle.
But. Yeah, you might get a special video blooper of Pishwari trying to dance to Jeenie Ke Hai Chaar Din at some point.
First of all, if there is any video release, it will be of all of us. not
really
just
zoomed
me.
In on the producer.
No, I don't think so. On that note, though, if you don't have anything else to say about the movie, which allows us to segue nicely into, if you're following the website and our Facebook page, you will notice a few posts about Bollywood Weekly Awards. So we will be having Bollywood Weekly Awards, where there's a few categories and nominees, which will be voted on by everyone who's been a guest on the podcast in 2016. So that includes you, Shaz. So
I'm excited.
You will have your
How many ballot. Votes do I get?
You have one vote,
oh,
but there are 8 categories.
Okay.
So you can vote for each of those. And the actual announce, so on the website already, we have some of the nominees and a few words about them written by me. So please check those out and share your comments as well on whether you agree or disagree. And the final announcement of the winners will be an awards show, which we're going to experiment with video. And I don't want to promise too much because I still haven't figured out how we're going to do a lot of this stuff, but there is potential for dance performances and award acceptance speeches and various things like that. So that will be coming late January, probably. So keep an eye out for that. Are you excited for the awards?
I am really excited. I think, depending on the results this year, I might have to boycott next year, but and complain about some sort of bias. We'll see about that.
Okay, then moving on to trailers. During the movie, you saw Okay, Janu.
I did.
Believe. Where did you?
By the way, the interval was really, really long.
Yeah, movie theaters in Bombay, I mean, in India, have started doing that now.
Like 25 minute intervals.
Yeah, which actually, to be honest, in a way makes sense for them, at least. Because the whole purpose is the movie starts, at least that's how it was here, the movie started on time. Like, yeah. They just have the national anthem and then the movie started.
How many seconds is the national anthem exactly?
Like a minute.
52. Come on, man.
I'm sorry. Please believe me when I say I'm not anti-national. So despite not knowing that fact. But yeah, the movie plays straight away. And then at the interval, because there's always huge lines to get popcorn and for the restroom and all of that, they put in all the ads, all the trailers and everything there. Which I, to be honest, don't mind, given that the interval thing is a culture in India where people will go. I'd rather do that than if I am going to go get a snack. I'd rather have enough time to do it than have to miss part of the movie while getting my snack.
I guess. I was just annoyed because I didn't know how long it was. And I came back and I was just like sitting there. And the people in front of me just wouldn't stop talking. So I, like,
fair enough.
I don't know. Anyway, that's a bit of that.
Fair enough. So, Okay, Janu trailer.
What was that? Yeah. It seems like a copy of No Strings Attached / there were a couple of movies like that, right? A couple of years ago in Hollywood.
Befikre was basically a copy of No Strings Attached and Friends with Benefits.
Yeah, that one.
So Okay Janu is actually a remake of a Tamil movie called Okay Kanmani.
Okay.
Or
Okay. Does Kanmani mean Janu?
No, I don't know what it means. But that movie, it's a Mani Ratnam movie.
Okay.
It's supposed to be amazing. It's on Netflix in India, by the way. So I might try to catch it before I see it. Oh, did I miss a joke there, Shaz? What did you say?
No. You'll hear it when you
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that. It's a remake of a Tamil movie, and that movie actually got a lot of positive press and attention because it shows a quite progressive and modern take on modern relationships, I guess. In what is supposed to be a very like nice and relatable way. And inevitably, people who have seen that movie watch this trailer and were like, this is going to be terrible. Because you can't recreate the magic of the original.
Okay.
So, I haven't seen the original, so I will try to do that before the movie.
Who's the girl in this one?
Shraddha Kapoor.
Yeah.
And Aditya Roy Kapoor. Trying to recreate their Aashiqui 2.
And trying to recreate Kapoor and Sons.
She wasn't Kapoor and Sons.
No.
Okay, Shaz, your jokes have not been up to the mark today, I'm sorry to say. We are running out of time, so we're going to speed this up. Jagga Jasu's long-awaited trailer.
It looks a bit strange.
So some people are like very excited about it, but I actually don't know what to make of it, because it looks like Narnia meets Barfi meets just...
Meets Ajo Prem Ki.
That's
what it looked like to me.
That as well.
Which I did not enjoy.
I actually quite enjoyed that movie, just purely as time passed.
An odd
movie. I know. But, I mean, the fact that that movie is even being made has been delayed like 3 times.
Okay.
And it's...
probably for good reason.
Well, we're not going to get into that. But various reasons there. But anyway, that's coming up. Should be interesting. And...
I won't be holding my breath.
And then the final trailer we will discuss, there were more, but we won't have time to discuss all of them. The final trailer we shall discuss is Kabil.
Okay, that one. No, this looked pretty good, actually. I'm interested because I like Unking. So I generally like movies about blind people.
Interesting. I actually did not like the first
trailer. And Scent of a Woman. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually did not like the first trailer at all because just it, the whole thing just seemed off to me. I liked the second trailer a lot better than the first one.
Mm.
It seemed a bit more tangible and believable than the first one. I still don't have that high hopes for it, but interested to see how that turns out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. Has Rakesh Roshan been making movies recently?
All the Krish movies.
Yeah, yeah, but that wasn't recent, right? The first one came out like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but the last one came out like, what, 2-3 years
ago? Yeah, well, it takes like a 5-year gap in between. So, anyway.
Yeah. Not that I can remember or think of.
Yeah, no. I like this trailer. I'm looking forward to this one. I like general suspense inducing movies.
Cool. Good stuff. And that is, I think, it for this episode. On a final note before we go, 2016, how do you think the year has been?
Just in general? Or
yeah, in general for movies, oh, not okay. Your life in general.
I was about to go on a big rant.
You can talk about that too, but we might have to switch off the mic for that one.
And I think we'll have to get a censorship rating for the listeners for that one. No, but I think it's been good. I really should be asking you that question since you've surveyed all the movies and you've been in every single episode of the podcast. So what do you think, man?
I think this year has been very strange. So there have been, on the one hand, a much bigger emphasis on content and like content driven storytelling, which is definitely good. And I think there is a definite trend towards audiences looking for that type of content more and accepting that type of content more. But there's also been a lot of mediocrity in between, and even the movies that have been what we would call good have had like very significant and obvious flaws, but it's just so different and so novel for Bollywood to try talking about different concepts, like the whole thing of therapy in Dear Zindagi, women's safety in Pink, even Kapoor and Sons, which, you know, tries to raise discussions about homosexuality and all of that, are more commendable just because they're being discussed. As opposed to Kapoor and Sons, I will exclude from this, but as opposed to the movies themselves, like I thought Dear Zindagi and Pink were super successful and necessary movies, but were not of their own accord outstanding movies.
Hmm.
Just like there were a lot of flaws and things that could have been done better. So I think it's a process, so it's good. Things are heading in the right direction and they're improving. A lot of indie and more or less mainstream filmmakers have got more of a platform. Like, two of my favorite films this year were Waiting and Nilbathe Sanata, which from your expression I can tell you've like not heard of at all. And so like those movies are getting made and they're still getting some sort of platform on whether it's a random mention in an award show or more people being able to see it through Netflix and stuff like that.
Or being talked about on a top 10 podcast.
Or being talked about in the nominees for Bollywood Weekly Awards. And so I think there are positive signs, but still a way to go in terms of what I would like to see in the industry. But
all right, yeah, no, I think you went like 30 seconds over what I expected, but no, I'm kidding.
That's also another thing I need to change.
On the spot, top three movies of the year.
Top three movies of the year. Yeah. Uttar Punjab, by far, the best. Next three, actually I have the nominees for best movie for this year handy. So Uttar Punjab is a definite winner. I think Dangal has to be there. The third one is a close tie, I think, between Nirja and Kapoor and Sons. I would slightly plump for Kapoor and Sons just because it's a slightly more, it has more rewatch value, let's put it that way.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, enough. Full list coming soon.
Great.
And with that, that Bollywood Weekly is a wrap for 2016. Thank you for being here, Shaz, and various times throughout the year as well.
No, this is the first time I'm here.
Okay, great, and we shall see you in 2017.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show, and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.